सीता नायका राम राघवा जय सीता राम राघव राजीव लोचन राम राघव राम राघव राजीव लोचन राम कामित फल द करी वरदा कामित फल द कामित फल द करी वरदा राम राघवा जय सीता नायका राम राम राघव राजीव लोचन कामित फलदा करी वरदा राम राघव राजीव लोचन कामित फलदा करी वरदा कृष्णा केशवा जय गोपी जय गोपी माधव कृष्णा केशवा जय गोपी माधवा कृष्ण केशव अमुज लोचन वांछित फलदा यदु वरदा कृष्ण केशव अमुज लोचन वांछित फलदा यदु वरदा कृष्ण केशव अमुज लोचन वांछित फलदा यदु वरदा कृष्ण केशव वांछित फलदा यदु वरदा कृष्ण केशवा जय गोपी माधवा कृष्ण केशवा कृष्ण केशव अम्बुज लोचन वांछित फलदा यदु वरदा राम राघवा जय सीता नायका
सियावर रामचंद्र की जय वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की जय
ओके सो नाउ इफ यू आर जॉइनिंग अस दिस मॉर्निंग फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम
लास्ट नाइट आई हैड
मेंशन दैट वील बी सीइंग नारद मोह प्रसंग We have six classes in this episode of Narad, and this is our first class. What is this Narad Moha Prasanga? Moha word you know. Moha means delusion in English. Huh? And yesterday I mentioned a very important thing. When we translate any Sanskrit word, into English, we are giving an approximation of that word. Huh? It is not, you cannot really translate some of these key words. The English language really doesn't capture the whole tradition packed into that word, moha. Like yesterday, I explained some of those words like that. So here also, it means delusion. And delusion means, you know, when something is really like this, but you understand it or see it like that. It's one way, but you understand or see some other thing. That is called delusion. Like there's a rope there, but you don't see rope, you see snake. That is called delusion. And we are born with so much of delusion. Huh? We are born with all of these delusions, like anything. Everything actually in our life is delusion. The first thing when we get up in the morning and we look up like this, we see the sun rising. That is delusion. Because sun doesn't rise. You are rising. Actually, you are turning like that towards the sun, right? Because you're on the earth and the earth is turning. So you are the one who is actually rising. But we say the sun is rising. The first sight in the morning is delusion. Like that. In the first consciousness, awareness, what? Oh, like for example, in our case, you ask Vivekji also. You see. The first thing when we get up in the morning, then we ask, which city am I in? That first question, then we establish our location. Right? That thought itself, establish my location. See, my nature is Satchita Ananda. I am Amsha of Ishvara. Ishvara is all pervasive. Right? It means I am one with that all pervasive reality. But if I am all pervasive, then I have no location. But first thing in the morning, what I do? I establish my location. So I engage in that delusive existence the moment I wake up. Delusory existence. I engage in that the moment I wake up in the morning. I'm thinking, oh, I'm here in this place. So I identify with a finite being. I identify with a place. And now it is morning. Time to get a meditation class is there. Time and all. I identify quickly. And I become part of the whole delusion early morning. Like that. And I, like, the other thing you see, I think I'm this body, mind, and intellect. When in fact, I am Sachit Ananda. So every thought, every experience, everything, that's all based on delusion. That is the meaning of the word delusion. Now, that is delusion on a grand scale, you know. And then, quickly, even something I have not been introduced to, somebody introduces me to that thing now. New thing. And the same disease of delusion which I have, that disease gets carried away, over to any new experience which I have also. Like somebody introduces you to Trinidad doubles. In Trinidad, there's the most wonderful street food. It is called as doubles. Right? So you've never been introduced to doubles. So first time this thing lands on your tongue, then you go, oh, this is so good. I feel like moving to Trinidad. Whatever the thing is, right? But look here. If you take that doubles, right, and you analyze, it has all the exact same ingredients that you eat every day on your dinner table or whatever, in your home, you know, same masala, same flour, maida, whatever. You're eating that in any case. But there's a rearrangement of the same ingredients, you know. Rearrangement and all. You think this thing is so good. So it knocks you head over heels. And now your whole life gets reoriented because you moved to Trinidad. Not, actually, you're seeing the same thing that you see every day in your own kitchen only. Just rearranged differently. They do that in movies, you know. They take the same furniture and everything and rearrange and they make a whole new set. And you think it's a new house they're in. But just a rearrangement of same things. Delusion is so embedded in our life, and we are so embedded in delusion, and then we get carried away and we keep multiplying that delusion every day in so many new things also. Anyway, this Narad Moha means Narad got deluded. That word itself, that phrase itself, Narad got deluded. Now, the questions will be there. Why do we become deluded? And all, how do we get out of delusion? And all such things. Huh? So those questions will be answered in this Narad Moha Prasanga. Why we become deluded? Now see, that is with regard to this phrase, Narad Moha. Prasang means episode. Episode or what are the English word for it? Prasanga. Prasanga. Episode. So now, I must tell you about three other things which you have to keep at the back of your mind to as the base, the canvas for this prasanga, this episode of Narad. That thing is called as the three Eshanas. Right? One is called as Lokeshana, other is called as Putreshana, and that last is called as Vitteshana. Or the order is like this, Lokeshana, Vitteshana, Putreshana. What are these three Eshanas? It means the three types of desires which human beings have. Craving, longing, these three type of desires. So that first one, Lokeshana. Lokeshana means all of us have this deep-seated desire to be, and this is a broad category of desires, huh? We want to be noticed. We want to be praised. We want to be acknowledged. We want to be given commendation, recommendation, awards. You know all those kind of things people like that. We like to see our name on the wall. We like our name to be called on TV. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody's name get called on TV or name published in a newspaper. That type of thing. That's called Lokeshana. And it's a very broad category of things, huh? See, look here. Bhagwan gave to us some natural color in our hair, right? But then you'll see one person will shave off on that side and then paint this side in purple or something, right? Or green. Does it add anything to the comfort of the body? Is the body more comfortable or lighter when I do that? Or does it add to our health? When he said, no, if you really see, that is really just to satisfy that inner craving. Somebody sees this thing, purple hair, everybody says, wow, look at that. Everybody will look. Or, a better example yet, see, people go and they buy some pair of jeans, right? And then they by the knee and lap hair and all, they cut off some part of it. Well, I don't think it is because they want air condition. It is not for AC, isn't it? Why they do? Because it looks cool. It looks, you see, what is look? It looks cool. So somebody seeing you, they'll think, hey, that guy looks cool. So when they think, when they say that you look cool, you feel cool. Yes. It is not an AC cool. Different type of cool, isn't it? That is because the human being has this really deep need, deep down in his heart, to be noticed, to be praised, to be commended.
also to be paid attention to. He likes attention. If and this goes from birth, the moment that mother leaves that baby there, he screams out. He wants attention. You can't leave him alone from birth. And this location, attention, commendation, and love actually, he's looking for love. He's looking for notice and all of these things, all included in that. This goes all the way till past the grave also. When he dies, he wants that his coffin must be carried in a limousine hearse. So he goes to the undertaker before, you know. Take my coffin in a limousine. Not any ordinary hearse, you know. Stretch limousine hearse. Or an expensive coffin. Don't bury me in this cheap coffin. Bury me in this expensive coffin. Like that. So he does all sorts of things to take that. So people must say, "Ay, yeah, kya baat hai? Ramlal went in style." People must say that after he's gone also. That undertaker said, "Yes, sir. If you will be more happy and comfortable in this coffin, we'll bury you in this coffin, no problem." He'll be more comfortable in. Hey, bechara is already born as a butterfly somewhere. But he's thinking, I'll be more comfortable in. Anyway, so this all things, you just give some thought in your free time. Now we have to continue with this lecture. I cannot go all day on on location, but you just give some, I just given you some hints. You see how your life is so taken up with this thing called a location. Amazing. There'll be no end to your thoughts. It just goes on and on. All sorts of things. The whole makeup industry, which is multi-billion, trillion-dollar industry, all is attached to this location. All right. So now, next one is called as vittesana. This desire for wealth and possession. I must have this and I must have that. And it is not, it need not be connected to location. You know, people feel like a child holding on to a little teddy bear. Right? You try to wrench it away, you'll not let it go. Because in that possession, there's some sort of comfort he gets. There's some sort of security, something like that he gets from that. He also doesn't know what it is, but he holds on to it. So the adult is the same thing. The child just holds on to one sort of thing. The adult holds on to something else. The child holds on to teddy bear. And he doesn't know what he's getting from it, but there's some sort of comfort and security and all that kind of thing. So the adult holds on to some other things. You see? But it's the same guna, which is down there inside of him. Same quality. So that is called as vittesana. He wants to hold on to this and get this and get that and get so many things. And that gives him some sort of comfort and security and all that called as vittesana. So that is translated in modern life as money. Because people feel that through money we can get anything, you see? So all of that has been now concentrated on money. Vittesana, deep desire for possession of things, which we feel we get some sort of comfort and security from. Third one is called as putreshana. Putreshana means desire for the opposite sex, opposite gender. We call it putreshana. And out of the three, actually in the order in which I gave just now, that is the order of strength also. The order of strength is which I just gave there. See, like you give a child, a 1-year-old is holding on to his teddy bear, right? 1-year-old child. And you give him $100 for the teddy bear. The teddy bear is worth $2. You give him $100. That money is worth less to him. Teddy bear is worth more. Or you give him an ice cream cone and $100 like this. Which one you want? Ice cream cone he'll take. Money is not really worth much to him. So the other asana, I mean, this vittesana comes last actually.
And there's another part, the period in your life later on, really, again, money is what? Nothing. Opposite gender also is what? Nothing. But the people's acceptance of him and all that, you know, approbation, all such things he likes, he wants. You see? So that goes on and on. Nobody wants to neglect him. He doesn't like neglect. You see, older people, they want that their children must come and look for them. My children should not forget me, you know. He doesn't care about money and all other things. So you see that one last, that lokeshana. Vitteshana comes last. In between is that? Putreshana comes last. Vittesh. Because for money, people will even kill their own relatives, you know. Especially in this country. And where money is concerned, people don't care wife, husband, is that, children and all. Money. All right. So these are the three Ashanas, three types of desires which human beings have. Now you please remember these three of them. Now other thing. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan talks about three doors to hell. Trividam narakasyedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha. Tulsidasji in Sundarkand, he said there are four doors to hell. Kaam, krodh, mad and lobha. Bhagavan Sri Krishna in Gita gives only three. Kaam, krodh, lobha. Desire, anger and greed. Tulsidasji adds one door there. Mad means arrogance. It's coming out from the mouth of Vibhishan, he's telling to Ravan. So somebody said nicely, you're safer to read Gita, because only three doors to hell. You read Rama and your possibilities of going to hell is even more. Anyway, so those three doors are related also. Kaam, krodh, lobh. In second chapter, he tells very nicely how they come, you know. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha. A human being looks at some object in the world. He ruminates, ponders, you know, meditates. Actually, the word there is dhyayata means to meditate. Instead of meditating on Prabhu, he meditates on some object of the world. Guruji was telling a nice story. I remember when I first met him way back in 88, he told this story also. One man got his head stuck inside of the horns of a cow. The horns go up like this, you know? Circular. And he got his head stuck there. And he started bawling and shouting and, help, 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 help. And all the neighbors ran there and they saved that cow. No, he didn't tell that. I told that only. So, then that all people came then and they pulled him out from that. So they said, what is the matter with you? You should have thought at least before putting your head in there. He said, what do you mean? I've been thinking about it for 15 days. It means what? He's sitting there and dhyayataha means meditating on that. That cow was passing in front of his house every day. And chewing that fence, bush. So he's sitting in front. Dhyayataha vishayan pumsaha. That man, he meditates on that thing. 15 days he was thinking about, I wonder if my head will fit in there. So, after thinking, that person develops an attachment, you know, for that thing. Sangasteshu bhajayate. Sangat sanjayate kamaha. From that attachment, now desire for that thing. Now the dangerous part starts. Kama. I think, then I become attached, then I desire. I want that. You know, without that thing, my life will not be complete. So, that desire now has so many different possibilities springing out from it, offshoot. See now the trouble with this desire. If that desire is not fulfilled, that person becomes angry. That desire is an energy inside. You know? I want it, I want it, I'm pulsating, I want it, I want it. That energy which builds up there, if it is not fulfilled, that energy metamorphosizes into growth. Same energy gets transformed into growth, anger. If that desire is fulfilled, that same energy now metamorphosizes into greed, lobe. Because I got it. It was so easy. I want more. So same energy now gets transformed into lobe. If that desire was thwarted by somebody reverential with whom you cannot get angry, then that energy gets transformed into depression. Like, for example, so I tell Guruji, Swamiji, I want to come to your camp in Kenya, you know. No, why you will come there? You stay here and do your work. No, you can't get angry with Guruji, you know. But that energy now transforms itself into depression. Oh, I'm so depressed. So that depression comes in. So now this same energy goes on transforming itself into anger, greed, depression, any such durgun. It will go on. But the most regular, most likely outcome of this desire, if it is not fulfilled, that is called as krodha. Therefore, Bhagwan says there, kamat krodho vijay. But it can be transformed into anything. So now, from that anger, it gives a whole ladder of fall, descent. You know, a person goes into destruction eventually. Buddhinashat pranashati. He dies to his humanity. An angry person is not human anymore, you know. Means one who has been overwhelmed by anger, he's not human anymore. Anger has taken away his humanness. He becomes a raging bull. That's what people say, that, no? That phrase is there. Raging bull. No, how is he human anymore? So, this calm, growth, and lobe, which I told I related, they also, you remember now, they will come in this. Now see how this. That was just background things for you to remember. And all of the teachings of the Shastras, they come together actually in this Moha of Narad. So those are some of the main ones. You'll see more as we go along. Now I don't know in your book from which verse is there. Same numbers I gave. Okay. Oh, this is way before. You'll see some numbers at the end of the Dohas, right? So, after Doha 123, page 149. Yes. 1, 2, 3, no, still more. Yes, 149.50, yeah, right? So we'll come to that just now. There are a couple two dohas before, which is not there in your book. I want you to see this one. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Sab Gaye Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Narad Saap Ji Bara Shri Ram Jaya Ram Kalp ek tehi lagi avatara Giri ja chakit bhai suni bani Narad Vishnu Bhagat Puni Gyani Karan Kavan Shrap Muni Dina Shri Ram Ka Aparad Rama Pati Dina Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Yah Prasang Mohi Kahu Purari Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Muni Man Moha Acharaj Bhari Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Raghu Ram Jaya Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Siyavara Ramachandra Ki Jaya Narad Shrap Deen Ek Bara Once Narad gave a shrap to Bhagwan. Is it Tulsidas ji introduces this like this? Ek bara means once. Once upon a time. Narad dina shrap. Narad gave a shrap. Kalpa ek tehi lagi avatara. And that caused Bhagwan to take avatar. That shrap caused Bhagwan to take avatar in one kalpa. In this portion of Ramayana here. Tulsidas ji is relating all the different reasons why Bhagwan took avatar in different kalpas. So in one kalpa, he took avatar because Narada had given him a shrap. Shrap means a curse. And Bhagwan is so wonderful also. He allows the curse to take effect on him. Girija chakita bhai sumi bani. This story is being told by Lord Shiva to Girija. Girija means Parvati ji. This story is being told. So when she heard Girija, Chakitabhai Sunibani. So when Sunibani, when she heard these words, Chakitabhai means she became amazed, surprised. Narad gave shrap to Bhagwan? She thought, Narad Vishnu Bhagat? He is a bhakta of Bhagwan. And he gave shrap. Not only Puni, Gyani, he's also a Gyani. He's a great, knowledgeable person and he's a bhakta of the Lord. And yet, he came to a position where he became so deluded that he gave a curse even to the Lord. Now, see, what is very important thing. Bhagwan talks about this in Gita also, in second chapter. You get Mahapurush also. Because of the power of this Prakriti and Gunas and all, can also become victim to this all anger, this delusion, all such thing is amazing thing. Purushar Shabha, that word he uses, such a person also can become victim to delusion, anger, this, that. See, he is Bhakta of Bhagwan. And at the same time, he is Jnani. Yet he came to a point where he lost it in Indian American language. He lost it. Totally. He lost it. And then he gave sharp to Bhagwan. So Girija is amazed. Jesus is surprised at this thing. Karan kavana sharp muni dinha. Why? For what reason? She asked to Lord Shiva now. Ka aparadh ramapati kina. What wrong thing this Bhagwan Vishnu did that caused Narada to give him a sharp? Then, yaha prasanga mohika ho purari muni mana moha acharaja bhari. That this thing is weighing very heavily on my mind. Now you please tell me what? Oh, purari. Yaha prasanga mohi kahu. Tell me this thing. I want to hear this. It's very surprising to me. What weighed on Narad's mind such that he gave sharp to the Lord himself? Okay, now, I think that is where yours might start from there now. Yes. See that 124.
Bole bihasi mahes tab gyani mudan koi. O Rama Jnani Muran Koi Tejas Raghupati Karai Jab Sotas Teichan Hoi O Rama Sotas Teichan Hoi Siyavar Ram Chandravar Jai Sharanam Shankar Hari Om Jai Jai Siyaram.
Bole bihasi mahesatav. Lord Shiva, he smiled. Tulsidas, it is a very nice doha. Bhagwan Shiva smiled. Girija is asking, what brought Narad to that state where Narad had to give sharp to the Lord? And the answer is very, very wonderful thing. And that will raise a big question in your mind also. Bole bihasi mahesatav jnani mudhana koi. See, just now Girija said, Narad is a Hari Bhakta, Vishnu Bhakta, and he's also Jnani. Great Jnani, right? Jnani word also you can translate in English. Jnani word you know, na? He said, there is no such thing. Lord Shiva is telling now. See the words, eh? See what you will make out of it initially in your mind. He smiled and he said, Jnani mood na koi. There is no such thing as Jnani and mood in this world. Jnani means knowledgeable person, or mood means fool. There is no such thing as Jnani or Moodha. Jehi jas Raghupati karai jab, so tas tehi chhan hoi. Whatever Raghupati, Bhagwan, wants you to be at that moment, that is what you will be. It means, it appears as though that we are all puppets. And in this Ramayana, in many places in this Ramayana, Tulsidas is very openly tells, we are all puppets in the hands of, Rami uses that word also. We are all puppets in the hands of Ram. So one big question comes as to Prarabdha and Purusharth. Do we have any freedom of choice? Do human beings have freedom? Or are we all just puppets in the hands of? So half of the time in the Shastras, it will tell, do we have no choice? We all, whatever the Lord wants us to be that moment, that is what we are puppets in his hands. And then the other half of the time, in the same Shastras, it will tell, Arey, you do some, make some effort. Udyamena hi siddhyanti karyani namanurthaihi. Only by self-effort we can achieve anything in this world. So half of the time is saying this, half of, so then what the shastras, they are contradicting themselves or what? You know, this is a very interesting topic. Let me see how much time I have there. Let me just deal with this one question. We have time, we'll finish this prasanga, don't worry. But I have to deal with this topic before we go on. Look here. First thing in regard to this topic, let me tell you. You do not think ever that contradictory things cannot coexist or subsist together. This is the first thing we have to get out from our mind. We feel sometimes that two things are mutually exclusive. When in truth and in fact the Lord has made, I told you yesterday also, the Lord has made this universe in such a way that contradictory things not only exist together, but even more than that, they are necessary together. So for the atom to exist, there must be positive and negative. The smallest building block of nature also, for that atom to exist, there is no atom in the world. Even hydrogen has at least one negative in there, isn't it? There is nothing in the universe that the Lord has made which is devoid of the pairs of opposite. In fact, for their existence itself, the pairs of opposite are required. And there are so many examples I can give you, regular examples, where you may think that there are certain things which are mutually exclusive, but they are not. In other words, what I'm trying to build in your mind is to learn to accept the fact that mutually exclusive things, which you think are mutually exclusive, can very well exist together. This is the first point. Like for example, you can be traveling north and south at the same time. An example which I gave. See, if you are standing on a train which is traveling north and you start walking towards the back of the train, which side are you going? You're going north and south at the same time, isn't it? You don't think that you can only travel in one direction. In fact, see this watch? This watch is sitting here and you're saying that it is stationary. But this watch is stationary and it is moving at the same time. This thing is stationary and moving at the same time. There it is stationary. But that is only from one standpoint. It is on an earth which is moving in three directions at the same time. The earth is moving in three directions at the same time. So you may seem to be sitting there without moving. But you're moving in three directions at the same time. Actually, it will be more than three. About five, I can count. So you don't know that you're moving in five directions at the same time. But you say, I am still. I am stationary. So stillness, being stationary, and movement exist at one and the same time. That is an amazing thing. So then why can't we have Purushartha and Prarabdha existing at one and the same time? In fact, they do. They're there at one and the same time. Just like any other things which you think may be mutually exclusive, they are not. Movement and stationary, static, what is it we call static? Movement and stationariness. There's no such word, but that's what I mean. They're at the same time. Because when I look at the watch, yes, for all purposes, it is stationary. But when I look from a different standpoint, it is moving. But this earth is moving, so it is on the earth, and so it is moving. Like that. All right. So now, see this Purushartha and Prarabdha means, are we really, from the absolute standpoint, from the highest standpoint, like for example, to see that this watch is moving, you will actually have to go outside the earth and look. and see that the earth is moving. If the watch is on the earth, that means the watch is also moving. But from here, you can't see it moving. Isn't it? It's not moving from here. From this standpoint, not moving. You change your standpoint and you go out and you see the earth moving. When you see the earth moving, then you say, aha, this watch is on the earth. That means it has to be moving. So just change your standpoint. So from the absolute standpoint, from the bigger picture, really we have no freedom. But look here. Right now, when we look at the watch, this is from this relative standpoint here. We see that it is stationary. And you cannot convince me otherwise. You say whatever you want. I see that it is not moving. Right? Really? I'm seeing it. It is there. Not moving. So I'll be totally convinced of this from this standpoint. Somebody has to open your mind to the other standpoint. If that mind is not open, then you will not understand. So here now also, from an ordinary standpoint, ordinary day-to-day living standpoint, all of us have freedom of choice or not? We do. From this standpoint, we all have freedom of choice. I mean, you chose to come here, na? This is what we all feel. We chose to come here today. That was our own free choice. That's how we are here. Right? From the grand standpoint, the great, grand, cosmic standpoint, really, from now, one more thing. You know, when a drunk man came home and he took out a key and he was trying to put that key into that door, you know? A policeman was coming, passing. So he stopped. He said, "Sir, can I help you with something?" The policeman realized that he's drunk, you know. "Can I help you with something?" He said, "Yes, officer. Please hold this house steady while I put this key in there." Now see, he's shaking, but he thinks that the house is. This is another problem, you know, about things. You know, in English, in our English language, we say, like, I know I have reached Atlanta. When we reach there, we type and we tell whoever. We text, "I know I have reached Atlanta." Right? Do you know, if you're riding in an Indian train from Mumbai to Delhi, you will hear all the passengers when they reach Delhi. They'll say, "Hey, Delhi aa gayi. Delhi aa gayi." They don't say, "Oh, we have come." They say, "Delhi has come." Have you seen a language like that? That language is actually more equivalent, closer to the truth than the English language. Because my nature is Sachidananda, I'm also all pervasive. So where can I go? I have not reached anywhere, isn't it? Really, I am that absolute all pervasive reality in which things are coming and going. So I have not gone anywhere. The things have come. And pretty soon they will go. That language is actually better. But you just have to give some thought to it. But in English language, there is no such thing. I tell you, Sanskrit language and Hindi, which is very close also, this Sanskrit language is designed for moksha only. Every word in that language points only to moksha. So anyway, now, something may be in a particular, and this is delusion again. He is shaking, but he thinks that the house is shaking. The thing is moving, but I think it is not moving. So again, this is delusion, and this is from certain standpoints only. If that standpoint is changed, our delusion with regard to that standpoint is removed.
That is the idea. If we somebody comes along and is able to make us change our standpoint, our delusion with regard to that thing will be removed. So right now, we are in a delusion thinking that I have freedom of choice. Right? If by chance we meet a guru who is able to change our standpoint, we'll realize that we really have no freedom of choice. Prakritih kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. Ahankara vimudatma karta ahamiti manyate. The prakriti is doing everything, but I have the ahankar thinking that I am doing. This is the most wonderful verse of Bhagavad Gita. You must study. All right, now, one more thing. The amazing thing about this delusion is that it has bondage built into it, but it also has the key to freedom from that bondage. Because I told you, the negative doesn't come all by itself. It comes attached with a positive. The problem doesn't come all by itself. It comes attached with a solution. This is the amazing thing about this whole prakriti in which we have found ourselves as bound. So, yes, I'm bound, I'm deluded, all of these things. But in that same deluded, delusive prakriti, I also have the key to come out. I'll give you an example, better example here now. In a dream, the same tiger which is chasing you and pounces on you is the same tiger which also wakes you up. Correct or not? The dream also has built into it the mechanism to wake you up from the dream. Get that? So the delusion that I have freedom of choice is there. That is a delusion. But I can use that same freedom of choice now to choose the certain things from around me that will wake me up from that delusion that I have freedom of choice. If I choose the right things. So what I have to choose? Choose sadhana, choose guru, choose satsang, choose shastra, choose swadhyaya, self-study, you know, study of scriptures. Those type of things I have to choose. Instead of choosing, you know, the pub down the road or the rock party or whatever people go to. I don't know what they go to or not. Right? Instead of choosing that, I make the other choices with the delusory freedom of choice. It's all part of the whole matrix. I use that to make the right choices within the context, within the matrix. Like in the dream, something in the dream itself will wake you up. And then when you wake up, you realize both are gone. So the delusory freedom of choice I use, and I choose the right things. And the choice of right things, gurus and satsang and all these chastras and all, I will wake up and then I come to the realize, oh, that freedom of choice and the things which I chose also, both will go. Then I realize, I come to the highest standpoint, oh, there's no freedom of choice at all, you know. This thing has to be seen very clearly throughout this Ramayana, because Tulsidashi will use both the type of statements. I'll show you, see. Now we'll end with this one.
काहु न को सुख दुख कर दाता निज कृत कर्म भोग सब भ्राता श्री राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम कर्म प्रधान विश्व करी राखा जो जस करई सो तस फल चाखा श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम बोलो राम 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 सीता राम 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 बोलो बोलो राम 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 सीता राम 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 बोलो
राम सियावर रामचंद्र की जय Tulsidas ji is saying in these two verses are taken from different places. Kahu na ko sukh dukh kar data nij krit karma bhog savat. Nobody is the cause of your joy or sorrow. All our joy and sorrow is nij krit, created by our. Just now you told it, the Bhagwan is the one who does everything. Now he's telling we create our own joy and sorrow. Is it in the next line? Says karma pradhan vishu kari rakha. Bhagwan made a law in this world. What karma pradhan? Karma law. And what is that law? Sow you sow, so shall you reap. No, in that day, no Bhagwan. You sow and you reap. So this type of statement is there. And now this type of statement Lord Shiva is telling to Parvati. Both type of statements are there. So this is the resolution which I was just telling you. The resolution is, from our ordinary standpoint here, we all have freedom of choice. When we use that freedom of choice to choose the right things, we'll come, our standpoint will change. From the absolute standpoint, now we'll realize really there is no freedom of choice. And when you wake up from the dream, there is no tiger, there is no pouncing, no nothing. Though it caused you to wake up. So, Lord Shiva is telling to Parvati, this is what people call a fatalistic philosophy. Fatalistic, everything is determined. Deterministic. Deterministic philosophy. Everything is determined for you already. So, it is at least both the things are there at the same time now. People always ask because they want us to tell which one is right. And why both cannot be right? Both are right only. Don't you think that you have to exclude one? Both exist at one and the same? Because the sleeper on the bed is there and the dreamer is there at the same time. Both are coexisting. All right. Now, this story, now we'll see how Narad will get into this whole delusory thing. So, Bhagavan is giving here from the beginning the cause of it. It is Lord, the Lord himself which required that Narad go through this for his own good and to teach the world like that. Alright. Okay, now we'll have a little break and we'll come back and we'll have next session. We'll continue from there. Okay.
Make sure you are back here at 10:25. Breakfast is in the same place where dinner was served last night. Make sure you do not bring any food in this hall. Just the snacks, not breakfast. I'm sorry. That was my moha prasanga. No, it is only tea and snacks.